This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another hectic week in the upper chamber.
14 with Senate committee substitute.
Missouri senators approve their version of a supplemental budget for the current fiscal year. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby says House Bill 3014 includes just over $4 billion in federal funds.
Employees for the veterans homes that are only at a half capacity because we only have half staff. For the correctional officers that have to do gobs and gobs of overtime.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she believes this proposal would end certain medical services.
Medicaid patients who go to Planned Parenthood for their birth control, for their cancer screening, for their STI treatment.
There's some things that I'm really excited about.
Raising state employee pay, raising teacher salaries, investing in roads and bridges, investing in clean drinking water.
Senator Hegeman says the upper chamber now has restored pay raises that were changed in the Missouri House of Representatives.
Many of us like the pay raise that's out there and supportive of that. We will discuss that and move forward on that, but I think there's a lot of support to moving that. We just got to get competitive.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says early childhood education is slated to get more funding in fiscal year 2023.
Key to getting kids and families on track early. The numbers and statistics are through the roof on having a child in an educational atmosphere at a younger age than what we're doing right now.
Some of the contents in the supplemental budget are tied to federal funding and have a deadline approaching. Shortly after its passage, the governor signed House Bill 3014 into law.
Senate Bill 660, a bill that...
The Missouri Senate Education Committee hears Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City present Senate Bill 660. Her proposal would establish the Show Me Success Diploma Program, the Competency-Based Education Grant Program, the Competency-Based Education Task Force, and a competency-based credit system for high school students.
It creates a grant program to fund competency-based education programs. It updates the funding mechanism so that school districts aren't punished for adopting that kind of approach.
Also,
Senate Bill 647.
This is the same panel hears Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester present Senate Bill 647, which seeks to establish a grievance process for parents and guardians of elementary and secondary school students.
Basically, they would go to the school board, and the school board would have 30 days to either deny that or meet their accommodations.
There are moments in an elected official.
Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville tells the Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee Senate Joint Resolution 39, upon voter approval, would allow the growth in assessed values to be limited by law.
Some of my constituents saw their property valuations double. No one likes to see their taxes go up, but increases in property taxes are especially hard on seniors, disabled veterans, and others living on fixed incomes.
Also heard by the same panel,
I want to begin by thanking this committee for the opportunity.
Is Senate Joint Resolution 41, which sponsor, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis, says, also upon voter approval, would authorize a freeze on property tax assessments for senior citizens.
Income capped at making $65,000 a year if single or $100,000 if married. They are liable for the payment of the real property taxes, and they must be the owner of the property or have a legal or equitable interest.
All of these proposals currently await action from the entire Missouri Senate.
Stand adjourned until Monday.
Missouri senators will return on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.